Hi, everyone. I need to take my notes out first. You see, it's very chaos style here because my LibreOffice decided to kill my presentations today when I pasted stuff into it. And so we have to do a little bit of freestyle, but here we are. Thanks for coming. Thanks for the warm welcome. And I think we are going to have a bit of fun here. A bit of sarcastic fun. It's actually not that fun, but we can make fun out of things that should be fun. And I will now have my notes opened, and then we can just start. Where is the other window? Okay. Now, so I'm using a wheelchair from time to time, especially at events like this, and I got some hardware for this. It's paid by the German Krankenkasse, and it's actually really decent hardware because it's doing its job and it's working really conveniently and nice. So it's like similar to a e-bike, which has just support power, so it doesn't drive on their own. But I also have the modal, which can also drive on their own, and so I can also hands-free drive like a hillway up or other parts of a day where I need the energy. I can use the full driving feature. And yeah, it's really nice hardware. I really like it, and it does what it's supposed to do. And yeah, it's a good stuff for when it's needed. I see my slides are still a bit messed up, but now we are complete. Good. And when I got this drive in 2023, I even paid 3,000 euros more for the self-driving variant because the insurance wasn't going to cover this. So I said, after 6 months of discussing with them and getting my application through at them that they are covering the costs, they said, we'll cover the basic variant. And then I said, yeah, I will just pay the 3,000 euro out of my own pocket because it's, either way I can do back and forth writing with the manufacturer or with the insurer for 6 months, or I can just have my peace and give the money and have my peace with it. The drive itself, like I said, it's good. It's got two drive modes mainly. One is for more outdoors and has longer ranges when I push a wheelchair. The other mode is more for indoors. And for switching those modes, the manufacturer sells a remote. And this is one of two remotes I will show today. And to just depict the absurdity, but this is one remote, not really much hardware on it. We'll talk about it later. And there's also a second remote, which is used for the self-driving feature. So this remote can be used for self-driving. It can be turned, and then the wheelchair moves forward. And yeah, I got this wheelchair drive in 2023, and I read the manuals a bit, and there were signs of, hey, you can use an app for features. So I downloaded it, and there were some surprises, and the surprise was we have DRM features for you. You can buy for 300 euro. Features like going faster than 6 kilometers per hour, replacing this remote with a software remote in the app of the manufacturer. And yeah, that was really, really weird, I would say. And then I clicked in the app and found there's a dealer mode access. It's for dealers, apparently, not for the peasants who won't configure their wheelchair drive. It's for dealers, and they can adjust the settings of the drive, like the driving behavior, how far it should roll with one push. And it had one of the features that cost €99 as DRM feature, the switching between two modes. It was just there. And when this started the whole thing and hundreds of hours of hexadecimals and other stuff, because apparently it's just a software problem or software enforcement that there's a paying feature to get to user interface which can toggle between assist mode 1 and assist mode 2. And also there is apparently the dealer mode who can do this without paying. You have to know the password. It wasn't hidden very well. The password was in some PDFs on the internet, just for plausible deniability. But I got the password in clear text from the Android app. And yeah, this is something that we will encounter several times this talk. The secret management stuff of them. And yeah, so I thought, what shall we do with this device? And I think we at Chaos know what to do with such devices. We take a look inside. And we take a look inside at the software, at the hardware, and we want to have Spaß am Gerät. And to maybe also the assistive device that's a part of my life can also have funny quirks or Spaß am Gerät. And this was in 2024, so yeah, I've been having a lot of fun since then, and yeah, welcome to Pawn to Roll. Now I have to get to the next slide. Whip. So first of all, money, money, money. The catalog hardware. Just to give you an overview how much this thing I'm sitting on costs in parts, because this is only the drive. The drive is two wheels that get swapped and I can use them. So my previous wheelchair remained, but this was the cost of the drive itself. And yeah, the drive itself is the biggest part, but there's also another list of other options you need. Because without this remote, or without the in-app purchase, you cannot switch between mode one, assist mode 1 and 2. Assist mode 1 is really, really slow. It's for indoors. And I tried assist mode once outside and on a climb at a hill. It really sucks. It's not fun. But you need this button to change it to 2. Or you need €99 you throwed at the company via in-app purchase to switch those modes. And the insurance luckily covered this for me. And they covered many of these parts that are in this calculations. But they also did not cover the self-driving variant, which then resulted into me paying around €3,000. Next slide. When we go to the software in-app purchases, there's a speed unlock for €99, which increases the maximum speed of a drive from 6 kilometers per hour to 8.5. And there's a remote control feature I already talked about. There's cruise mode, which is you can make the wheelchair go by itself. You set a not a distance, you set a speed, and then you go forward, and you can just go hands-free. And there's a parking mode, which is really funny because you can just steer around your wheelchair when you're not sitting in it. So maybe for holding a chunk at the bar. And where's the push counter? I don't know who needs a push counter. It's there. It costs €9.99. And some it's €349.95. But the dealer is really generous and says you can just buy it all for €300 to have all these shiny features. Yeah. This was very fun to discover, and because the insurance is paying for this remote, but when I don't want to carry this remote around, I need to pay the manufacturer, so the manufacturer gets money from everyone. So it's a really good business model, apparently. And it's just really, really wild. DRM in medical devices is not a good thing, in my opinion, and that was because I started this thing here. Good. And yeah, I can go on. We also got our products. And they were sort of the pioneers of DRM in wheelchairs, I think. They started 2014. It's a bit of the predecessor of my wheelchair drive. They discontinued it in 2022. I think it wasn't really big in Germany, but there were some adverse events which need to be reported to FDA. And they started 2014 with, hey, you can give us €390, you can go faster, you have some convenience features in the app. And they do it also with other products they have. The P15 is a pulling cart for your wheelchair. You can also buy a speed upgrade. The eFix is also with a speed upgrade. You can buy the Mobility Plus package. And there's also another, the Smooth O10, which is, I think, the newest of the product lineup, but also has payment features for stuff that's apparently there. Good. So, just to give you an overview on this, prices and stuffs. And this is how the remote looks like in the app. Not very shiny stuff. This is it again, but I think I just missed a photo here, but I can look it up. We do it interactively now. One moment. Yeah, this was what we saw earlier. And this is the dealer mode with a bit more configuration options. And one can here toggle assist mode 1 or 2. Just to show you, this is like it is. You just have to have the password from the internet. You can type it there, and at least some parts of the remote control are not there anymore. Not needed to be bought, but So we all know how that goes. We have Bluetooth in my wheelchair. We have in-app purchases in my wheelchair, and I think this is a situation like this starts good things, I think, and it also starts a lot of late nights and weekends staring at really weird stuff. Mainly decompiled stuff. So this is the wrong picture. That's not good, but I can look it up. Those are my angel shifts, maybe not here. Yeah, that's another letter. That's not what I'm looking for. I looked into really, really much things and read really, really annoying and boring documents, so you don't have to. In 2020, there was a security issue in most protocol stacks of Bluetooth. And the FDA, wow, the Americans do good things. The FDA required people to, or companies, to report if their products are vulnerable or affected by these security issues. This is some general letter they sent out to manufacturers with medical devices, because Alba is also selling in the USA. And I'm really bad at finding the letter now. I had it previously, but yeah, here we go. Blah, 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 blah. Cybersecurity assessment mitigation, including swine tooth vulnerabilities evaluation. I will just move this to the other screen so you can also enjoy some paper. Yeah. So this was the response from the manufacturer to the FDA, telling manufacturers of medical devices to report, are you affected by this vulnerability? How did you fix it? And there are some money quotes in this. The biggest one is in the second part. These vulnerabilities, so this is the answer of Alba, the company, to the FDA. These vulnerabilities cannot be exploited remotely, and all of these attacks require that the device Bluetooth is enabled, and that the attacker is within close physical proximity, i.e. within Bluetooth range of the device. I think they described how Bluetooth works, and they made preventive actions to avoid harm. All wireless communications is encrypted. Yeah, that's not the thing at Swinetooth. It's a link layer attack. So yeah, the FDA apparently, they got away with this at the FDA. But since then, they have in their manuals this explanation like down there. Yeah, the wheelchair just stops, and if someone is attacking you, they even write Swinetooth in their manual, because they never patched it away. There are patches for the Bluetooth modules, but the Bluetooth module in my drive is broadcasting happily version 1.0 from the manufacturer, which is from 2016. There are patches, they just didn't patch it, and they just do. Yeah, the risk is maybe your drive stops working when you are going uphill or I don't know where. And when it's totally safe because it only stops and case closed a bit. And that's just to tell you how the manufacturer is a bit in terms of dealing with security. And yeah, we see they are a bit of, I don't know if they lied with this, but it's, I don't know if the FDA doesn't know that the mitigation won't work, because it's really a hardware link layer attack and not on the transport, which they encrypt. And yeah, they got away with this, but yeah, that's the thing. And I'm using this drive with this problem. And the other big thing is how they handle security and secrets management is, as you saw, the traffic is encrypted. And what do we need for encryption? We need keys. And we need falling radio devices. And we need keys. And how do you get a key? You have to distribute the key and also for further reuse. And I can show you where the key would be. It's taped over here for reasons. But the AES key for each wheel is a QR code printed on the wheel's hub. Yeah, that's what I thought. And with this key, one can completely overtake the wheelchair. And the money quote is, they call it the cybersecurity key. So the thing is, anyone with a camera can come back next to me and take a photo, and really over wireless Bluetooth, you can take over the wheelchair drive. You can limit it to 2 kilometers per hour. You can wipe the entire firmware. You can do everything. You have full access. And yeah, that's their concept of security. I think they would also respond in the same way, like in the FDA letter. One has to be in proximity to scan the QR code. And yeah, luckily it seems to be changeable. So when people know that their key has been stolen from their magic wheelchair hub, it can be changed. I did not test, but it's in the maintenance application of the manufacturer. So how does the QR code get to an AES key? The QR code's content is a 22-long string. And we have a custom 64-character alphabet with mappings, and each character maps to 6 bits. And 22 characters times 6 equals 132. For AES, 128 long keys. So what you do, you drop the first 4 bits. That's the key. The entire security of the device. So yeah, if someone has this key, it's game over. And I think that's a design choice they made. It's not, they are very, very upfront with it in manual state, yeah, just scan this key to pair. The manufacturer training videos show it. Also the maintenance application shows it. So it's, I think it's, they know about this and said it's okay. The beautiful part of this is the crypto is actually okay. It's AES 128 CBC. They use ECB 2, which is a bit weird, but it's another topic. They just use standard libraries, so at least they did not build their own crypto there. But I think the crypto team and the key distribution team should maybe meet someday. Because they are just, they're doing it and they're shipping out devices like this all the time. And these devices are quite popular. I already saw on this Congress, I think 2 or 3 different beside of mine. So don't scan people's QR codes on apps, please. because you may cause harm. Good, so I already said Bluetooth is not deactivable. You cannot deactivate Bluetooth, never. You have to unsolder the Bluetooth module from the drive itself. One could patch it. I did not try, but it seems like it could be patched. So there might be hope. But voiding your warranty is always fun. So the paywall is theater, the security also the theater, that got me even more interested into everything. And people who know me know that I love reverse engineering and wireless protocols, encryption, security, quirks, and funny stuff. So I thought, hey, this can be fun, and then I spent several hundred hours having fun with this. And I did some basics like decompiling the Android app from the App Store with GADX. And this is some really, really convenient way to get into stuff. If people don't know it, it decompiles the Java classes. And there was one method called is speed enabled. In the part, it was referenced by the part who, by the billing stuff. So maybe the speed feature is not that hardware bound. It's more or less a software feature. Because you can, with this drive, go to 8.5 kilometers fast if you pay 99 euros. Which can make a difference, because when you're going to the bus stop, 8.5 kilometers per hour is for 400 meters to the bus stop is 2 minutes and 50 seconds. With 6 kilometers per hour, it's 4 minutes. And someone is artificially limiting me in this. But the real fun twist about this is going faster than 6 kilometers per hour in Germany with a wheelchair is illegal. It's really illegal. It's not Ordnungswidrigkeit, it's a Straftat. I did not find any lawsuits about this. If someone was faster than 6 kilometers per hour and got fined for anything, apparently not so far, or it could not find anything. But they are a sort of the speed feature has some appeal of a crime as a service feature. You can subscribe to crime. Okay. The manufacturer knows exactly about this. They state below, yeah, watch out for the local regulations and laws. Yeah, apparently they exactly know, so they need to know what to write there, and they can always tell, yeah, the user was it, and where it's their fault, we did not activate it. So yeah. That's more or less how the DRM is enforced in the application. It's just checking, is this thing built? And if yes, okay, I can access these features. The payment only unlocks the graphical user interfaces in the app. It does not change a thing on the drive itself. It just unlocks certain parts of the application which are not visible without paying for it. So we have some really good indicators that this is maybe software and not the hardware. And maybe someone is limiting this artificially and trying to make cash. And they know about this. They posted in, if someone has very much time and wants to read funny responses from manufacturers on app stores, I recommend the Play Store, German and US. You can find really cringy responses from the manufacturer there. And I just need to find the responses. That's the wrong one. Ah, this is better. I have two of them. Yeah, we can just close this, I think. This is the response from the manufacturer to some comment or rating in the App Store. I will read it in German, but I will translate. Die App kann sich immer nur ein Emotion-System merken. Die meisten Kunden nutzen in der Regel nur ein Emotion-System. Leider ist beim Wechsel auf einen anderen Emotion immer ein neues Pairing erforderlich. In Englisch, the app can only remember one device at a time. Most customers usually use only one emotion system. Sorry that we changed to a new emotion system. You need to repair when you have a new emotion system, like a second one or maybe replaced ones. And there's another picture there, which I need to find too, but it's right here. Mit some Fahrstuhlmusik. Thanks. It worked. You can just scroll through the ratings, maybe it's even more fun. Where is it? Too much desktops. So this is Play Store, and I will just show you that the another evidence that the it's really good. Stars 2.08 is quite a good app. This answer from the manufacturer here: Die Käufe sind an deinen Play Store Account gebunden. Du musst lediglich die App neu installieren. Danach kannst du dich mit den getauschten Rädern verbinden und alle getauschten Funktionen weiterhin verwenden. So in English, things you buy are bound to your Play Store Account. You have reinstall the application. When can you reconnect with the swapped wheels, and the board features can be used then. So it's the manufacturer itself is telling this is all software and it's all Play Store. It's not about the hardware itself. So this is some evidence for this. And yeah, then I got even more annoyed by this manufacturer and their business practices. And when I got really into the protocol, because we have Bluetooth at our drive and it's used for the remotes, we communicate via Bluetooth, the app is communicating via Bluetooth. And we all know connecting stuff to Bluetooth never ends in, we have no problems. And so they built their own protocol to send stuff to the drive and also back from the drive. And in theory, it's a really not complicated thing. We had some funny design choices, but it's some basic stuff. It's not complicated. It apparently also works. They got an incrementing counter per message, message direction to which wheel, from which wheel, services in in vDrive, like a battery service, parameter IDs, like status of the batteries, and configuration values, and telemetry data. It's got about 14 services in total, the protocol. From battery management, drive profiles, statistics, etc. And every service has parameter IDs. You want to read battery level, it's service 2, parameter 1. Change assist level, it's a different service, different parameter. So it's really just many flags to check to get to the communication you want to talk with it. It's well organized. And the reverse engineering was mostly really grunt work, and I had really, really much testing involved in this. And what it basically consisted of was I have the AES key. I know which AES they are talking to the drive and from the drive. I can capture it with Wireshark if using Bluetooth, if using the maintenance application. I used USB. You also use their AES password, but it's I won't tell it here, but it's the manufacturer and the model name, but it's truncated by I think one or two signs because it wouldn't fit into IS 128. So they like chopping off things for passwords or keys. And yeah, that was then really, really much work at night or when I was bored. I have megabytes of packet dumps. I will write a decryptor for this and decrypt the traffic, what it means. I will test it with other parameters, with one wheel, with a second wheel, and so on. So the protocol itself isn't really complicated. But what the protocol enabled me to do is I know this remote has five functions. It's power on and standby. It's assist level 1, I described earlier. And assist level 2, the outdoor mode. And there's a learning mode I never used, but they market it as is getting good to know, for getting to know the drive, how it works without crashing into things. And it's got a rollback delay toggle, which is kind of a hill holder when you are on a slope and you stop, you won't roll back automatically. And that's all. And this thing is 500 euro. And I thought, yeah, maybe we can do it cheaper. I don't know. I know the protocol. And I wrote some scripts in Python and it worked. Surprise. And yeah, so this 100 euro per toggle button without the taxes. I can replace it with some commands. Okay, that's good. But what about this one? This is 980 euro for self-driving, and I paid for it myself. And I'm not using it very much, but it works. And the hardware of this remote, I will share pictures of internals afterwards, are nearly identical. It's a Texas Instruments Bluetooth module. It's some tiny electronics like resistors or condensers. It's here's some LED stuff blinking. The other remote has a LCD display. This one can't be charged. This can be charged via USB-C. And this one can, when I turn the wheel, it's on. Safety first. But I can turn the wheel. You just saw it, and it goes like this hands-free, which is okay. And there's also an app feature for this for 99 euro, but I really do not recommend it because you have to type on your phone while you are steering your wheelchair. I think this is not a good idea, and they are selling it. And yeah, but this also showed me that my pricier variant that I have is just the same hardware as the non-pricier variant. The pricier variant is a Boolean flag in the manufacturer's config software and this remote. And they are marketing it as two different products. So it's, we already see or always see here some artificial scarcity. And yeah, the speed increase was the main feature I was interested in. And what I found out was also the Android app only checks if this feature is bought. But there's also another fun thing. There's a 30-day trial for this mode, where you can go to 8.5 kilometers per hour, or where you can be illegal, apparently. And you can unlock the ability to break the law by buying something. But it's really convenient, and I never use it because I'm very legal. I would not use this feature, but the app has a 30-day demo version for everything, so you can test all priced features in the app. And the fun thing is, on the drive side, it is even registered that this test month has started, but it's going on indefinitely. That's the design of it's unlocked. You have just start the test app, and then you the test trial, and then you will have basically the ability to put your drive faster through this. So, yeah. But by doing all the protocol stuff I did, I have replaced the remote, which is several hundred lines of Python code speaking with my wheelchair drive. I could replace the parking function. I could replace some maintenance features. I replaced the dealer mode. And this self-driving mode can be done altogether. So it's maybe 2,000 euro in savings just for using some Python scripts. I mean, the hourly rate for my reverse engineering was really bad, but it was fun. So I don't know if we have time for some demonstration. I can look up if we can do some from today. I will show a feature from the parking mode. I need this notebook here. Dauer defekt, good word. I need to first activate the VN. Maybe the other remote is still connected, so it won't work. But I've got a video I can show. does not want to, I think. Let's turn you off. Things with Bluetooth always not work. Bluetooth gods. Don't upset the Bluetooth gods. I already joked this morning that I can now go for Chung with a remote-operated wheelchair. And maybe we'll have self-driving wheelchairs because before self-driving cars, I don't know. This looks like now the product presentation now. That's just one example. I've got also, the others are a bit boring because it's only setting configuration flags and reading out stuff. So this is the most placative, I think. And yeah, the time is nearly up, but one more thing, I think. So I wrote some scripts, I had fun. Now what? I would like to release this thing, or the things, the code. And I will on GitHub. And yeah, people can use it and can use their wheelchair how they want to use their wheelchair. And yeah, I will upload it. There's the whole tool chain from getting from to the key, from the QR code, how to encrypt, decrypt packets, how to analyze all packets, the packet structure, documentation on that, setting it up. And yeah, I think it's really important to understand your devices you are depending on, and it's it's important that manufacturer don't do anything they want because nobody talks about this and nobody pokes into medical devices maybe that much as into other devices. So if you have other devices you know which have Bluetooth interfaces or other interfaces, it's fun to go at them and yeah, talk to me. There are also some other findings I found in the process that I don't want to disclose today, just to tell this much. There's more than this, but this will need a proper disclosure, and I haven't contacted the manufacturer yet. So that's something for next year, I think. And yeah, I will provide the link. I don't know. I think it's not online yet, but it will be. GitHub/roll-to-own, and I will upload the repo. I don't know, in 5 minutes or maybe.
Thanks a lot, Alfie. Now it's time for questions. Quick notice for the watchers of the stream, you can ask questions on hackint.org in the #39C3-hall-0. Please walk to the microphones to ask questions in the room. I guess the first question will be from the chat.
Yes, the internet is asking, can you open the lockdown UI in ADB to access the stuff manually?
To access the features?
Yep.
Yeah, you can decompile the application, edit some returns from function, and it's working too, yes. But I haven't done this because this is illegal. Maybe in addition to the app, anyone with the unlocked app can unlock any wheelchair from the same model to the higher speeds. So if someone sees me with this drive, I can unlock you.
Next question, microphone number two.
Hello, you told us that the encryption is well made in a sense. It's AES-CBC, I think you told us. But the first question when I hear AES-CBC is there authentication and is there an HMAC or anything? Because
no.
Otherwise there is like bit flipping attacks and other fun things you could do.
No. It's, we are just using the standard stuff. They apply PKCS7 padding and that's it. So at several points, I had the feeling they know basics, but then they stop to think about problems. So they do, okay, we have encryption. If it's good or not, I think it's better than nothing in this way. But it's so frustrating that they, or I think they tried, but did not do it to the end.
Okay, but have you tried to explore this as a vulnerability? Because if you could manipulate a package because there's no authentication, that could be a really horrible attack, depending on what the protocol actually triggers the wheelchair to do, I guess.
I don't want to tell too much. but there's a counter in the encrypted packets, which increases every packet sent. And the device does not care if a packet is sent multiple times. It's even simpler as this. So you just need a Bluetooth packet and you can throw it at the device 400 times and you don't have to re-encrypt it or, yeah.
Okay, any further questions? There is one question. On microphone five, I guess, or is it five?
Yeah.
You are. Yeah, it's you.
You said there's a statistics service on the device. Have you checked what kind of statistics are there?
Boring stuff, kilometers. It depends on the system you are talking to on the device. You can have battery statistics, how many charging cycles, stuff like this, battery health, how many power went through the battery in the whole process, stuff like how far did this thing travel, what's the uptime. So it's really just basic statistics, but it depends on which service you are talking to. So I would recommend when I upload the code, you can just take a look at the M25 protocol data. This is the specification file in Python, and it documents nearly everything what these devices are communicating.
All right, thanks.
Yes, I also tried setting higher than 8.5. But the device will return an error, and it apparently doesn't work. But the firmware updates don't seem to be signed or anything. So if anyone wants to build a free and open source version of it, maybe there's a chance.
Okay, question, microphone number one. We would need someone to quickly adjust the microphone.
Yeah, I'm seeing it's working, so thank you very much for inspiring insight. I was wondering if it's possible to scale it up to 10 kilometers per hour.
I tried, it does not work. But I tried not only to configure it, and I returned an error, and I did not have time to further test it, because the Twion device we had in the presentation this one went to 10 kilometers and is sort of the predecessor of this device. And I suspect it's the same motors. So in theory it could. I don't know if it's on firmware level blocked or it's the configuration would in theory support it when it's configured in a special way. I don't know. I tried basic, but it didn't work out.
Thank you very much.
But it's illegal, I heard.
Okay, any last question? Microphone number 3.
Yes, thank you very much for your talk and your time you took to investigate this. Aren't you afraid that... You mentioned that you have something you need to discuss with the manufacturer. Aren't you afraid that the response they will give you would be the same they gave to the FDA?
Yeah, maybe. But when I asked and when I can disclose stuff, so.
Great, yes. That's good to hear. Thank you.
Okay, I guess that was the last question. Thank you so much for presenting. Also, thanks a lot for the interpretation into German Sign Language. A last warm round of applause for Alfie. Thank you so much.